This is a guided meditation by Dr. Conde. It is just a few days before the 2016 presidential election in the US. There has been too much hate expressed and felt, accompanied by fear, by sense of insecurity, by sense of rage. Primarily by a sense of not recognizing oneself and the other, by feeling separate rather than together, by feeling isolated rather than one. So today, I invite you to meditate with me, not for a particular candidate, not for a particular policy, but rather for an overall feeling of love and unity among the people, not only of this country, but of the world, because the same sentiments we are seeing and observing here in the US are prevalent in many other places where people feel fearful for themselves, feel separate, and feel like they need to protect themselves. But all humanity, all living beings, are in a circle of love. That is who we are. We come from the same source. We will go back to the same source. Any feeling of separateness is temporary and illusory. It is not real. We protect our space, our identities, our loved ones, and create barriers against all the others, when in reality we all are one. We come from the same source. We will go back to the same source. So let's meditate. First, I will invite you to sit in or stand or lie down in a meditating position, feet touching the ground, or if you're lying down, feet touching your bed. Eyes closed. Let all the weight of your body just sink into the earth. Mind in blank, and let's breathe in three times, bringing in a ray of pure white light from 12 inches above your head. When we breathe in, the light fills your body, your aura. When we breathe out, all impurity of heart comes out. White light to every pore, and out comes any impurity. And again, feeling how that white light is filled with love. Out all impurity. The third time, all that light comes to your aura, 12, 20, 30 inches outside your body in a brilliant white egg. All impurity comes out. So now, let's meditate on unity. And in order to do that, follow the images that I will suggest with my words. And if you're not ready, it's okay. You can terminate the recording here and go on with your day or night. But if you stay, let's follow the images. And the image with which we start is the image of a single point a very bright white light. That's our beginning. That's the beginning of the universe. That's where we all come from. There's no distinction. There's no separateness. That's where we come from. All of a sudden, that point of white light explodes, and it brings us to a universe that produces us. We don't know how. We will never know how. It's a long road, but that long road has involved differentiation into different atoms of matter, different energies, different colors, variety, all coming from the same source. It's all expression, inventiveness, creativity. It's free will, too. But remember that same source. And now, picture yourself right here on planet Earth as a human, male or female, surrounded by others of our own species, some very close, we may call our children, our parents, some we will never know, but we are all here on planet Earth, and we have our animals that keep us company and feed us and help us develop goods that we consume for our daily comfort. And then we have the plants that beautify our space, give us fragrances, give us movement, give us food, give us taste. Then we have all the mineral world out there, beautifying us, giving us space, helping us in our comfort. And we all, in different forms, are alive and come from the same source. And now, I want you to imagine that you're walking around in a room filled with people of all sorts, every walk of life, every age, every color of skin, every different taste and tradition in garments, some smiling, looking at you in the eye, some not so much. But we just walk, and we walk around, and we see them. And in them, we see us, because ultimately we are all the same. We come from the same, and we will become the same at the end of this universe. So just imagine you looking at bright eyes, recognizing yourself in the depth of that universe, in those eyes. Recognize and accept fault, distaste, and beauty all together. You may like or dislike, but you recognize and you accept. And imagine yourself as you look at those eyes, crossing one set into the other, not staying with anyone for too long. Recognize the love that grows in you. new state. It's a state of feeling yourself, that you are complete and you are united and you have identity, yet you are one. But ultimately you feel love, because that love that you're feeling right now is going to radiate to the entire universe, to all of those around you, because that's what they will see in your own eyes, in your own smile. That's what they will see. And a wave forms of love by which people, everyone, and the animals, and the stones, and the minerals, lose their fear and just stay in oneness with their own identity, yet being a part of that whole that we all are. And let that love permeate around your home, your work, your city, your county, your country, your continent, the entire world, the solar system, the Milky Way, and the universe, and then all the other universes that may exist out there in parallel, are just being filled with the love that you are feeling in your heart, because it is that powerful. Let's just stay with that for a few seconds, feeling pure love. To come back, and that love that you have just felt is yours, will stay with you as long as you want it, and you can always come back to it whenever you want. It's yours, it's ours, it's the entire world, it's the entire universe. And now, when I count back from five, you will open your eyes and you will stay with that feeling of love for the rest of your day or night, whatever it may be. Five, four, three, two, one.